You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Jakeri Bauckham was just 5 days old when she was placed in foster care. Her childhood and adolescence were tough, shuffling between foster homes, watching her mom go on and off drugs, even spending some time in the juvenile justice system. As a young adult, she turned her life around. Now at 22, she's in college and pregnant, and Jakeri's determined to make a better life for her baby than the one she had. KALW's Jeremy Ju gave Jakeri a recorder near the end of her pregnancy. Here's the radio diary they created.
Today is April 13th at around 10 p.m. I just got out the bathtub. One of my nightly routines, it helps me with my pregnancy as far as my back pains, and helps me relax. It seems like as I get further and further along in my pregnancy, things just are really intense, and I'm really tired half of the time. It is 11:45 p.m. I'm up with heartburns really bad, but I'm like dozing off, and I have to sit up because when I lay down, it gets worse. So that's what I'm going through right now at almost 12 o'clock at night. Other than that, today my day was pretty good. Pretty chill, didn't do too much. Went to my grandma's house, chilled with her, and also went to church. So that's what my day have consisted of. Now I just want to go to sleep, but I can't. Just left the doctor's office. The baby is doing good. I'm gaining weight. The baby's healthy. I can't wait to meet her. Running, doing some errands to prepare for my baby shower, which is in another week or so.
We're at Jakeri's baby shower. I'm her mother.
Yeah, I'm Jakeri Bauckham's grandmother.
Just real proud of her accomplishments up to now. She's just been doing a great job, going to school, getting straight A's.
She's come a long ways, and she's just doing wonderful. And she's going to make a terrific mom.
The baby shower, it turned out to be really nice. The first celebration I've had since I was 1 year old, so it was actually something new for me, and I felt really loved and appreciated.
I was in the foster care system at 5 days old.
My mom doesn't remember anything because she was on drugs.
I was placed with a foster mother, which has been in my life till this day now, and that's who I look up to. I actually call her my grandmother.
My mom said she tried to use drugs the whole time to, like, hopefully lose me or whatever. So she calls me her miracle child because, like, she was on, like, crack and stuff like that. So she said the only thing she remember is her doing drugs right before her water broke.
My mom got me back at 8 months old, but kept on relapsing. So I wound up going back into the system, and I had about maybe 3 other foster parents. A couple of years ago, I forgave my mom for everything. You know, at the end of the day, I have to notice that my mom is a human being, and all I can do is appreciate that my mom's not on drugs anymore.
Before I got pregnant, like, I was smoking marijuana. Like, that was something that temporarily numbed me. So I'm like, you know, like, Lord, like, bless me. Like, I know maybe a child wasn't the best thing, but I feel like it was the best thing for me to really stop smoking and, you know, really get some vision of what was going on in my life. It's no more going backwards, you know. It's only keeping forward and, you know, try to do whatever I can do to be successful for me and my daughter.
It is 8:48. I'm currently watching Rocko's Life cartoon. Kind of irritated and tired of being alone. I was ready for my daughter to get here, so I don't be so bored and so alone. So that's where I kind of am right now. Kind of emotional.
And I'm just hoping for better days.
At least we're on the ground. Attention.
Currently on my way to school with my mom. She's dropping me off. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
It is 10:18 and I am in English class right now.
So it's not just about just reading the book and knowing what happens in the book, but it's about thinking and relating what's in the book, what's in the story, to real life, to yourselves, you know, how change can happen, how you can become a different kind of person, a different kind of human being.
It is around 1 o'clock p.m. I am currently meeting with my youth advocate.
Hi, I'm Canelia.
We are doing our beginning of the week check-in to see if I need support with anything as of this week.
Were you able to discuss what you're going to do moving forward after the baby comes?
I'm only going to take 2 courses next semester, so it's about 6 units.
And it wouldn't affect your financial aid or anything, even though you're taking only 6 units?
No, because actually, since I'm in a foster care funding program for college students, as of next semester, I will only have to take 4 units to be eligible for full financial aid due to my circumstances.
It is 8:15 p.m. Today has been pretty complicated for me. I've been really emotional and haven't really felt supported today. My mom has been being really mean to me. I've been talking to a female for about 3 years, and our relationship was really close. You know, we've been through a lot, and she's older, but I mean, she was willing to be here for the baby and be a part of our life and stuff. And basically last night I had texted her and told her, you know, I appreciate it if she would just tell me, you know, things for what it is and just let me know what's going on or what's up, you know, so I won't be like hoping and wishing for something that isn't there. So today we talked and she told me, like, we'll never be able to be together again. Like, so I'm really feeling down. I had a couple of breakdowns today. Which I'm trying my best not to stress too much and cry and be down, because I do have a child inside of me that I have to keep healthy. So it's just kind of hard for me. And school is like my getaway. School is out in 2 days. So I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. I just hope things get better. And, you know, I've been praying, asking God to just help me get some acceptance around some things and try my best to just move on with my life and be the best parent I can be to my daughter. So, yeah, we'll see how tomorrow goes, but today has been really tough for me. It is 11:46 p.m. I'm just now getting settled. I had a doctor's appointment today. Everything went good. I'm about to be 38 weeks, so they were talking about if she doesn't come within the next 2 weeks, then I'll have to get induced. So hopefully she just comes. You know, it's going to be, you know, a beautiful thing to see my own creation, like my own child. Like,
I'm going to go to like some Mommy and Me classes, and I'm going to get my library card so I can go up there every week and get her new books so I can read to her, because I have to learn how to bond with her. And I just want to be the best parent I can be. I want my daughter to be able to never have to want or need for anything. So, and I want to be able to buy property for us and her to have her own room and be able to travel the world and be able to take certain, you know, classes, be able to get her in like gymnastics, swim classes, like everything I wasn't able to experience, I want her to experience. I'm excited. And like I said, it's in a journey of life, a whole different new journey of life. And I'm just going to have to figure out how to juggle with everything, school, then an on-call job, and her. And it's just going to be, I feel like I'm going to get overwhelmed at times. But I mean, nothing in life comes easy, especially, you know, when you want something that's worth having.